What a week. And here we are, this Labor weekend, with, as it turns out, a great weekend for Labor. I don't know about you, but this whole Winston thing, it did my head in. I mean, I like old people. My parents are about his age and I like them. But he's giving old people a bad name. The modern world moves at a slightly faster pace. And I know that he was tasked with choosing a government, not uploading a Snapchat story, but still, does it need to take that long? For the love of God, the drawn-out, painful charade lasted longer than a bad round of bingo at a rest home. I know the saying, good things take time, and maybe that might apply to wine and cheese, but ask any millennial, there's nothing wrong with swift, sharp efficiency of time. A millennial could reprogram your whole house in the time it takes you to find the manual. So older, slower ways aren't necessarily always better, Winston. The worst part of the Winston show, though, was the smugness that went with it. Smug's out. Has he not got that memo? It was out back when the first Bridget Jones movie came out with the term smug marrieds. That term was coined and we all decided then smug was awful. Humility is the new black. And humility is what the softer, kinder, progressive Labour Green faction seem to trade in. That's their currency. And that's the other weird thing, the incongruousness of it all. You've got this ambitious young go-getter, relentlessly positive, want-to-save-the-world young woman, shacked up with an old curmudgeon with a gold card who keeps talking about impending doom and wondering when he can next go fishing. It's like a bad episode of Married at First Sight. We're on the sidelines of an all-inclusive nationwide reality show. And even the politicians seem to think that. Disturbingly, on Thursday night when the news went down, Jacinda Ardern seemed to have drunk the Kool-Aid and be singing from the Winston song sheet in reply to a question from a reporter about whether she'd have appreciated knowing his decision in advance. She replied, no. She was happy to sit back and watch the theatre of it all, she said, like the rest of the country. Now, I'm not speaking on behalf of the rest of the country, but I wasn't really enjoying the theatre aspect of this at all. In fact, the theatre part was what appeared to be driving most of us nuts. I was surprised to hear her say, as our new Prime Minister, a job demanding leadership and authority, that she didn't care that she didn't know in advance, and actually that she even allowed him to make the announcement. He's a 7% party. He didn't even win his own seat. And here he was now calling all the shots, including acting like he's the PM. I found it uncomfortable. And regards that reference of Jacinda's to it all as theatre, it's not a musical, it's a government. If I want theatre, I'll buy tickets. So where to from here? Will this marriage of older man, prophet of doom, with younger woman, relentless optimist, work? Who knows? We don't yet know what Labour's had to swallow to be here. For two people who talked a lot about this being all about policy, we haven't really seen any yet. We don't know. We know immigration's getting cut. We know tax won't be. But the finer policy detail of who won what, and more importantly, who conceded what, remains a mystery. Maybe next week, they say. I feel like an entire series of Game of Thrones would be shorter than this. James Shaw may well be the smartest person out of all of this. He's in a safe place. Should a new coalition government start to unravel, I think he's somewhere where, I'm not saying it is going to unravel, but if it does, he's in a good spot to rebuild and rebrand. He's in a prime seat to observe and learn, but only time will tell. National, who go into opposition as the largest opposition ever, with 44% of the vote, should just stay the course. Keep their elder statesmen and women, their established brand and team. Bill won, he should stay there, as should Stephen Joyce, Paula Bennett. The heavy hitters shouldn't move. They should just sit back and watch the Jacinda and Winston theatre and wait. But back to Winston for the final word, which he always gets anyway. If he wants to look cohesive and respectful and worthy of the position he's now got himself into, he'd be well served to take a leaf out of the Labour Greens book on the humble kindness front and stop parading around like a peacock. As Kendrick Lamar says in his award-winning song, sit down, be humble.
Sit down, be humble. Sit down. Sit down. Tell him sit down. Me humble.